Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Next, Paul and Silas travelled through the area of Phrygia and Galatia, because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. This is a remarkable moment. Paul clearly had a carefully worked out plan for his missionary journey, but at the same time was intensely sensitive to the guidance of the Spirit. Here we meet him in what we know as central Turkey, heading towards Ephesus, but then the Spirit prevented him from going in that direction. So he then set off north until, in the next verse, the Spirit of Jesus told them not to go into Bithynia. We have no idea how Paul received this guidance. Perhaps it was through a dream or a word of prophecy. We just don't know. What's more, it doesn't matter. What matters is that Paul was ready to go wherever the Lord led him, and he was eager to respond immediately to the breath of the Spirit. Planning is good. It's wise to think through plans for the future, whether we're thinking about family holidays, career, retirement, or the mission of the church. It's good to do thoughtful research and to talk with lots of people, and as a result, to devise a plan that makes sense and wins general approval. However, we still need to remain light on our feet and ready to adjust to new circumstances or the voice of God. During the pandemic, we all had to adjust our plans to a huge extent. That didn't mean that our planning was wrong or inadequate. It just meant that we needed to reflect on our plans in the light of the new circumstances. And there will be times when, even though we've set our heart on something, we may suddenly lose a sense of God's peace about it. Guidance is often not neat and clear-cut. It involves listening with all our attention to the voice of the Spirit and making sure that we stay light on our feet at all times. So let me ask you a question. Has the Spirit ever said no to any of your plans? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you love us so much that you're willing to stop us going the wrong way. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, which we call Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.